Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest says that when business owners are looking to retire, they most often don't understand their exit options, which means they may not even have a written plan or an advisory team. And when most of the business owner's wealth is tied up in the business itself, all of this can present serious challenges. Jeremy Finger is a certified financial planner with Riverbend Wealth Management. He joins us now by phone from his office in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Jeremy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
So go ahead and set up the problem here for us.
Well, business owners, as you may have mentioned, that they have a lot of their net worth tied up in the business, okay, which is great. I mean, they provide it for their family and certainly for their employees and for their customers. But the problem is that as the business owner ages, what to do with a lot of that, their net worth tied up in the business, okay? That's where the problem is. And so thinking in terms of succession planning for that business to be able to take care of the employees, the customers, and the business owners themselves. And so thinking through that is a key.
All right. Well, walk us through the action steps then that you would recommend.
Okay, perfect. First off, you need to make sure that you know the five W's. And the five W's are what would be to clearly define your end goal in mind, why, establish motivation, legacy, security for your family, when, and the thing about the when part, a lot of times business owners don't plan until it's too late. They either go through divorce or there's some stress in the business or some other action is forcing it upon them, which would actually lower the business valuation. And there's two other key points that they need to deal with, which is the wealth gap, which means how much they need to sell the business for that would provide them the income needed to transition away from the business, which we call the income gap. All right. And then the final W is the who. Who would be the right successor? Is it a family member, the employees, an external buyer? So thinking through those five W's is a great start to be able to bridge the gap, so to speak, to succession planning.
All right. Well, let's dive a little deeper then into maybe the first two W's.
All right. Perfect. So like when it comes to like your goals, thinking about, again, it kind of relates to some of the other W's, is your time frame. It's never too late to start preparing for that next transition. As a matter of fact, if you start putting in processes in place to be able to replace yourself as the business owner, there are two things that actually happen. Number one, the systems and processes you put in place actually help the business run better itself, and it actually makes your business more valuable. And the reason for that is that the more processes and procedures you have in place, that's going to make it easier for the buyer to be able to transition without a lot of disruption when they finally close on your business.
Well, Jeremy, we're almost out of time. Any final thoughts on this topic?
Okay, perfect. So you need to have a good financial advisor, obviously, that kind of understands about business. You need to have a great CPA. You also need to have an estate attorney that can walk you through these processes. And if you're confused about how to implement certain systems in place to replace the business owner, there are companies out there called Value Advisors, and that can help. You can pay them as a consulting to be able to put certain systems in place. One is Exit Smarts out of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. There's also a few books. One of them is called Traction by Gina Whitman, and the other one is called Walking to Destiny by Snyder. And that can kind of get you started on being able to implement certain things to be able to walk away your business with maximum money in your pocket.
Well, Jeremy, as always, great information. Thank you so much for sharing.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Jeremy Finger is a certified financial planner with Riverbend Wealth Management in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.